awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
Today's gonna be a party.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
It's the Friday edition.
Whoa, he fell asleep. Everyone. Whoa.
It's Friday edition.
Yeah.
Really excited.
This guy had a long night.
I'm good.
Kids keeping him up.
Yes. I'm here.
You're here.
I'm ready.
And it's going to be a good one.
Yes.
I will give you my power.
You know those days when you're in bed?
Yep.
And you're trying to get up because you got to.
Yeah.
But you're thinking about how, like, I went through my day and I was just like, yeah, and then I get to go back to sleep.
Yep.
Like,
the whole day was, and then sleep.
Oh, and then sleep. So it was one of those days waking up knowing that it's going to lead right back to that bed.
Yeah.
And going right back to sleep.
There you go, friend.
I can't wait for that moment. T-minus 4 hours.
That's right. And you know our friend Seth Farmer is going to be here in a few days.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes.
He texted me yesterday.
Okay, cool.
And he was like, yes.
He posted on Chrissy's Instagram last night. I'm like,
yeah.
When is Seth going to be here?
I saw that.
But are you going to get to see him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He gets here like the day before I leave or the... Well, it might be... I think he gets here Monday.
Yes.
Yeah, so he's definitely going to do the show on Tuesday.
Oh, it's so great. I'm excited. Our dear friend Seth Farmer, guitar player.
We'll have another in-studio guest for New Music Tuesday.
Yeah.
Which is already stacking up. I got to tell you guys, there's a couple of songs that I am stoked about.
Good.
That I found yesterday.
Can't wait. Yeah, New Music Tuesday, every Tuesday at 8 a.m. We premiere brand new stuff. And you get to vote on the music. We try and have special guests. And this week, Seth Farmer.
Yeah, we've been
one
having
one of the best,
like,
guitar players in the world.
You love him so
I do.
Much.
He's my favorite.
He's excited. He's never met Brody. He's never seen
he's
the new house.
He's never met
no,
Brody?
None of the... I'm the only Waverly guy that's met Brody.
What?
Yeah.
That's because Waverly... When did Waverly break up? Gosh, it's been...
We broke up the end of 2012.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. 2012. Super Bowl.
Gosh. That's sad news.
It's kind of ironic because we always joked that we were going to break up on December 21st, 2012, when the world ended. Or that's when our record was going to be. And literally, the day after that is when we said, we broke up. Because Teddy put up a quick thing and he was like...
Oh, that's right.
He said,
the world didn't end.
The world didn't end yesterday, but Waverly did. And then everybody was like, what?
Yeah.
It was funny. Which was a plan, because I guess we had actually had the breakup conversation, like, back in September or October.
Yeah, but it's like that girlfriend and just kind of lingers for a while because you just can't pull the trigger.
Yeah.
But you know it needs to end because it's a bad relationship.
Man, yeah, literally. literally. We had literally broken up months before we announced it. And I think that's probably what happens with most bands.
Yeah.
And the whole thing, it then became that whole, like, well, how are we going to announce it? What are we going to do? Blah,
right.
blah, blah. And then I think it was Seth's wife, Hannah, that was like, you guys ought to announce it when the world ends. The day after the world ends, you guys ought to. It was her, because we all thought that was hilarious.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was great, but not. Like, it was a sad, hilarious moment.
Yeah.
So.
It was career defining in many ways.
Yeah. Nah. It really was. Look at you. You're here.
I'm here.
Moved on to...
What happened?
Bigger and better things.
I think so.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now. I'm like on a... I'm a robot now.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, man. So we got Sam Swan coming in today.
Yeah, well, we have Sam.
We got some
Friday.
Hilarious stories.
Gosh.
That I can't wait to share. We got not much ice on the road, but it looks like our traffic map says there's still a lot of ice. I bet there's a lot of ice over by the mountains.
Yeah.
I bet it's still pretty crazy.
Today is Flashback Friday, and of course, Stever surprises us with stuff.
He does.
At 6:45 when we do birthdays, although I feel like there's one song, no matter what is picked, that I have to play at least 7 times today.
Steve-O heard a song yesterday at the... Where were you? The dentist?
I was at the dentist, and my appointment... It's funny how time worked yesterday, because my appointment was at 12, I believe. And at 12:40, when I was still sitting in the dentist's waiting area,
yeah.
going, man, this never happens here. It's always so timely. What is happening?
Yep.
I was sitting there waiting, but, you know, waiting. But at the dentist, at least, there's really good waiting room music.
They're jamming.
And so they were jamming the hits yesterday. We're talking like I heard Genesis in there. I heard some MJ in there. I just heard like a lot of jams, but there's one jam in particular that came on, and I was just like, this could be one of the greatest songs of all time.
You started crying.
So much so that like I realized I didn't own that record, bought the record, learned it the song cover to cover last night on guitar, and like played it for a solid 2 hours, and we were all just singing it.
We were. We sat around. Jam. We were sitting around the table. Everybody was singing it, and the kids were all looking at us like, "What
we
are you guys
crazy.
Doing?"
But it's one of those songs where you're sitting there, and if it comes on, no matter where you are, you're like, "Oh," and like the world stops so that you can just enjoy a jam.
Yep.
Because it's the jam of jams.
Jam of
I
jams.
I almost feel like I need to save this song.
I think, you should save
because
it.
Because I've just built it up. I'm gonna wait.
Let's continue to hype up this one song and see if people can guess it.
One of the greatest songs of all time that you will hear in a dentist's office or a doctor waiting area or when you're going to visit your shrink and they got the like magic music on and John Tesh is saying, these are the jams.
John Tesh is just making you feel good.
Yeah. And this is one of those feel good, oh man, I'm invincible.
Yeah.
I can't wait to play it.
Speaking of feeling good,
yeah.
If you guys said a prayer for me, I appreciate it. I might still sound a little congested, but that's just leftover mucus because I haven't taken any medicine in a while, and I feel great.
Good.
Except for that dragon over there that won't leave me alone. It's the weirdest. He changed colors, but what a jerk.
Coming up at 6:45, we've got birthdays. If you'd like to get a birthday shout-out in, do so. Studio at mystaticradio.com. That's our email address. Right around the corner, we got breaking news. It is Friday!
Yes, it is.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news. My name is Bob Costas, and I have pink eye.
That was weird, right?
That was weird.
But he explained it. He's got a little bacteria in his eye or something like that.
Yeah.
If you were watching the Olympics last night, we're very cultured.
We are. We watch the Olympics and we fall asleep to the Olympics just like any other person.
It was good last night.
So it was a new snowboarding thing, right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Slope style.
The hot smartphone app right now is an app called Flappy Bird.
What is it?
I know that Dex texted me yesterday and said, dude, you got to download Flappy Bird. And
are
I
you
said,
serious?
Yes, out of the blue. And I said, no, Dex, I'm not downloading Flappy Bird. And then he was like, I listened to Theology Thursday. It was super interesting.
That's cool.
Hear that,
why
everyone?
Why would we need Flappy Bird for Theology Thursday?
Well, he segged into it, I guess. Well, he started off saying, hey, I listened to last week's Theology Thursday, and I said, did you hear today's? It was great. And he was like, no, it hadn't been up yet on iTunes. So he's got, like, the iTunes podcast.
I love that hour. Yeah. One of my favorite hours.
It's fun.
Next week's going to be crazy.
And I'm going to miss it.
Yeah,
I'll have to podcast it.
Yeah, next week.
And I will.
Our dear friends Jared Petro and Brian Nixon, pastors, they are our special guests for Theology Thursday every Thursday at 9 a.m. One of my favorite hours of the week. If you miss it, go download the podcast at mystaticradio.com. Next week, two Christians, they will be going head-to-head.
We're going to do
Old Earth versus New Earth. I shouldn't say evolution. Old Earth versus New
Earth.
It's
kind of like
from a Christian's perspective.
Yeah, kind of Christian creationism, Christian evolution, sort of.
Yeah.
But don't trip out when you hear the word evolution. I know some people are already burning barns and buying all the milk and bread at the grocery store. Just calm down. Next Thursday is going to be really... Because we had a listener call in, our boy TJ, and he was like, why don't you guys have like a debate?
Yeah.
That would be really cool.
Between Christians.
Yeah. And it's not going to get crazy. But it is going to be so interesting if you like this stuff.
Yeah. And the foundation is obviously both believe that God created the heavens
and
the earth.
And that's the thing. It's, you know, no matter if you believe it's a young earth, old earth, whatever. And, there, you know, and I know both sides are like, well, scripture says, and then But the thing is, God created the heavens and the earth for his glory. And that's the most important thing about
stuff.
It's going to be so interesting. I know that Tim and I will be in the van listening to that, just hanging on every word. I'm going to throw my data plan out the window because we're going to listen to it. Who cares
anymore? It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Anyway, after the talk of Theology Thursday, he's like, dude, you got to download Flappy Bird.
What is this?
It's just some game about some bird, and this is what's going to make you want it. Apparently, it is the hardest game ever.
What?
Like, so hard. When people get to 2 points, they are stoked beyond their mind. I don't know. I don't know, and I'm refusing. Because I know me, I'll play it for an hour and a half, and I'll be like, who cares?
Right. Well, that's what's been happening to me lately. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have not had a good video game week.
No, you have not.
I have not. I bought a PS4. We finally saved up enough, been waiting a few months, and was like, I'm getting a next-gen console.
Boom!
Trading in all my other video game systems. I got some money saved over. We're getting a PS4, everybody.
Yeah!
Woo! Wait, I'm getting this blue blinky thing. What's that? Hardware malfunction. Cool. It doesn't work. I have to send it in to Sony, and they're going to try and send me another one.
Yeah.
Because I bought a console. I'm a one percenter. I am the 1%. They say that 1% of them came out of the box faulty, and apparently I'm the lucky 1% who got a broken PS4.
Bricked it.
Cool, man.
But they're being super cool about replacing it.
They are. They're replacing it. Yeah. I wouldn't say they're being super cool because I had like 12 hours on Tomb Raider logged and I lost all my data. And they're like, that sucks, bro. If you had this service, it would have saved it all in the cloud.
It's only this much of mine.
Exactly. And I'm like, well, can't you like hook me up with that since you've ruined my video game life right now? No, you can't do that. What are you, crazy? We're sending you a new system. Right, but I wouldn't need a new system if you hadn't sent me a broken system to begin with. Anyways.
We can't help you. Sorry.
I have had a Wii that I had to send to Nintendo because at launch it was broken. I have had two broken Xboxes.
Ugh.
The PS3 is the only one that never broke on me in the last gen.
And you would think that because you didn't get this right when it launched.
Yeah, exactly.
You waited.
Waited. Because I was like, nope. Still faulty. It's been a few months. I'm getting it. Ah!
Maybe this is one of the ones that was like left over from the launch or something. I don't know. Here's another one. So, Flappy Bird. It's had over 50 million downloads, and this is a new game, you know? So, if you're into that,
I'm not getting it right now.
If you're into super hard video games, apparently Flappy Bird is terrifying.
Flappy Bird or Flappy Birds?
I don't know.
I've seen this.
Okay.
My nephew got 36 points on this game.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe look, when I read about video games, I skim.
No.
Cool picture.
No. It was a pretty big deal. He posted it on Instagram, apparently. I was wondering what the stupid thing is. You know what? For the sake of research.
Yeah.
It's a free app. For the sake of research, I guess I better get it.
Good Lord. We've created a monster.
It's your fault.
Phone use while driving has been linked to a quarter, 25% of all accidents on the road. That is staggeringly high.
Yeah.
If you think about it. You watch. Before we know it, phone use while driving will be higher than like alcohol use or something.
I got 0 points.
Okay. It has begun. Guys, it's cold. It's cold across the nation. It's cold here in Albuquerque. It's probably cold where you are.
Oh my gosh. I got 0 points. This is stupid.
Okay. Sorry, everyone. I didn't mean to derail the world, but it happened. The United States is advising Russia that terrorists...
I got 0 points!
...could be hiding explosives in toothpaste tubes, because I read another article that said it was really easy for people to get, like, some things that are totally banned here.
Oh, my God. I got 0 points. This is stupid.
There's terrorists.
Okay.
They're carting bombs around in toothpaste bottles, man.
What? That's crazy!
You're playing the game again.
Hold on, one more time. One more time.
700,000 people attended the Seahawks victory parade.
Dang.
Scientists say that shivering could help you lose weight. So
my gosh.
If you're out there and you're ready to lose some weight and it's freezing cold outside, just go stand out there and shiver for about 6 hours. Ignore the frostbite and the darkening of the world around you slowly turning into a tunnel-like vision. Shiver that weight off, friends, and then get inside before you die.
Boom.
16-pound baby was born in California.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
That's the one I wanted to tell you about. Did you get a point?
No, I still got 0 points.
Hey, you're never going to win.
I'm never going to get a point.
American Idol star Clay Aiken is launching a bid for Congress. We talked about this yesterday.
That's crazy. 0 points.
Have you ever taken a selfie that was
never
repugnant or moronic?
Nah.
Well,
I don't do that.
We've just started off 2014, friends. We're barely into February, and the award for most repugnant and moronic selfie of the year goes to an Alabama high school senior who earlier this week decided it would be okay to completely ignore rules she was explicitly informed about in order to take a selfie with a cadaver in a University of Alabama at Birmingham Anatomy Lab.
Wow.
That's right. This classy gal, while on a field trip to visit the UAB biology department on Monday, she goes, high school senior, removed the sheet off of one of the cadavers in the anatomy lab, snapped a selfie with the donor's body. Selfie was later removed from Instagram, thank the Lord, but not before a classmate took a screenshot and showed it to her other sibling, who notified the parents and through them, UAB administration. The school's administration takes its donor program extremely seriously.
I got a point. I got 2 points.
I'm so proud of you.
I got 2 points in Flappy Bird.
He did it.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Okay. I'm done. I got 2 points. That's it. I'm good. I'm okay. I got 2 points. I'm good.
Anyway, the school's pretty upset.
Yeah, well, yeah, they should be. Are you kidding me?
They do a lot of stuff to honor the families of the donors. They have a memorial service at the end of the year, and they are upset that this girl has made light of the fact that they have cadavers by taking a selfie.
Did she have anything like abracadabra or okay. like?
Lord, forgive my friend, because he's an idiot. Also, please help him with Flappy Bird.
I got 2 points. Thank you, Lord.
Portland, Oregon meteorologists and transportation officials.
Yeah.
Warn drivers, don't be Atlanta as winter weather moved into the region midday Thursday. It's a great slogan. I think we should adopt it across the United States.
Don't be Atlanta.
Not just for winter. I'm talking about in general. Yeah. Traffic in Atlanta is always horrible. It's the worst. If you're in a band and you're trying to get to the airport or maybe even just drive through Atlanta, good luck, friend. It doesn't matter what time you hit it. It's going to take an hour and a half.
Man.
It's the worst. Don't be Atlanta. The warning came a little more than a week after Atlanta made headlines during a storm that hit the area Tuesday, January 28th. Businesses and schools dismissed at the same time, which turned into a massive gridlock. Hundreds of kids were stranded at schools, while some drivers reported commutes more than 15 to 20 hours long.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
The Portland branch and the National Weather Service tweeted late Thursday morning, snow expanding quickly over PDX. Please do not delay travel to afternoon. We do not need hashtag Snowlandia to turn into Atlanta.
Wow.
Hilarious.
We're all so funny.
Subway is removing a chemical from its sandwiches that is also used in yoga mats.
Gross.
That's right. Subway announced that it will be removing the chemical azodicarbonamide from its breads in an effort to improve the overall healthy image of the sandwich chain as well as the quality of their products. The chemical, which is also found in yoga mats and soles of shoes, is used to improve elasticity. It has been used by Subway for many years in America.
Oh my gosh.
And the funny thing, people, is this chemical is banned in other countries. But it's FDA approved in America.
Which is hilarious because usually when you're talking fast food, that's one of the more like quote unquote healthy options.
Yep. Eat fresh, right?
Oh.
As fresh as the sole of your shoe.
Right? I mean, hey, it ain't called soul food for nothing, am I right?
Ah, soul food.
Yeah.
Apparently a blogger caught wind of it or something, and that's where this all started. And she was like, this chemical is in our Subway, but it's not in Subways in other countries because this chemical is banned. By the way, this chemical is also, it's used for elasticity in yoga mats and the soles of shoes. That's what we've been eating, folks. Hilarious. That's why we're the best. Gosh. That's why we're the best. But anyway, Subway is making efforts now to get it out of there.
Creepy Caleb just texted in and said McDonald's patties have that in them.
There you go. Another reason to go visit any fast food place.
I was
going to
say the grocery store instead.
Yeah. Oh, man. Speaking of burgers, one of every two sandwiches sold in France is a burger. In 2001, it was 1 in 9. By 2007, it was 1 in 7. The French eat an average of 14 hamburgers a year, putting them behind only the British, who eat 17 each a year among European markets. The French, who once turned up their noses at American-style burgers, now they just can't get enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just McDonald's 1,200 French locations that fuel the demand. The rise has come from burgers, appearances, and all types of restaurants, including increasingly popular food trucks. And speaking of food, Burger King in Japan... Okay, Japan has weird taste in food.
Right.
We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
We saw the chips that were like
shrimp-flavored
or something. Burger King in Japan is once again up the food ante, the fast food ante, that is, by introducing a new burger creation, the New York Whopper and BK Ringo. Okay. The sweet sandwiches feature grilled apple slices in place of tomatoes. However, it doesn't stop there. The BK Ringo burger, Ringo is Japanese for apple, also includes cinnamon-infused mayonnaise.
I'm not going to lie. That actually sounds like something I would want to try.
I don't know, man. Blech.
Dude, have you ever had apples in like your like tuna salad?
Yeah, of course.
Mm.
I just don't know. Cinnamon-infused mayonnaise on an apple?
Cinnamon. I thought you said cinnamon. Did you say salmon or cinnamon?
No, cinnamon.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you lost me for about 0.4 seconds.
Hey, yeah. Guys, my nose is stuffed up and I'm just trying to breathe, okay?
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know if I can handle it. There's rumors of crazy things going on in the Sochi Olympics. But guys, we got to move on because it's time for birthdays.
I know. It is. We're getting late on this
break. We're getting late.
Which is good. That means we got a lot of stories, which means we're going to have a packed show.
Yeah.
But it's Friday, which means Flashback Friday, which means...
Dearly beloved, we are gathered together today to play Flappy Bird.
No, that's not why we're here.
I have a high score of 2 points. Anyone? George Michael? Anyone? 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 Oh, good. I'm glad.
I'm not even going to pretend like I'm not a huge fan.
If I could touch your body, I know not everybody got a body like Steve.
No, that's not what it says.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I've sung it like that all these years.
Hey there.
Hey. Which,
okay, so Wham is okay too.
Whammo. So. Whammy.
Is that going to work?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's
going to
work.
Are you kidding
work.
Me? It's going to be Father Figure over and over because it's one of the best in the universe.
Oh, see, now I thought you'd go this route.
Oh, of course, Careless Whisper. And the Jeterbug. I mean, this guy's been writing songs about me since
no!
I was little. Wait. I do the Jeterbug.
All right. So... let's move on. Let's move on. It's time for birthdays.
Yeah, it is.
It is time. All right, it's February 7th, the 38th day of 2014, 327 days remaining, and today, Matthew,
sir,
do your best Michael Scott doing Chris Rock.
I can't do that.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I think that was that diversity training.
Yeah, it was. Good grief.
Chris Rock celebrating a birthday today.
Yeah. Oh, there's a difference. I can't do it.
I know you're an Office fan.
Man, I love it.
50.
Chris Rock. 49.
Matt hits one out of the park to start the morning.
Oh, yeah. 49!
Chris Rock is 49.
Yep.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Good job.
And let's move on.
Let's do it.
Deborah Ann Woll from True Blood celebrating a birthday.
36. 36?
32.
29.
Okay. I don't know who that is. So.
From Jobs, Punked, and Two and a Half Men.
Ashton Kutcher. That 70s show, anyone?
That 70s show, yeah, right?
Six.
He's 36.
Whoa!
Oh, there you go.
Steve.
We're running behind, I don't care.
Okay, here we go. From The Riches and from Ocean's 13, smaller part, but he's the guy in Ocean's 13 who made the fake Fabergé egg for them.
I don't even know if I saw 13 because they got it. I was already bothered that they even made a 12.
Eddie Izzard.
Eddie Izzard. Yeah. Okay. 55.
57.
You actually know who he is?
Yeah, of course.
What else was he in?
He's a stand-up comedian.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah, that's all I know. I mean, he's been in other things, but, you know.
All right, Eddie Izzard's 52 today.
Ah.
I never watched this, but she played Mac in Veronica Mars. Tina, is it Majorino or Mahorino?
I don't know.
Got me. Never saw Veronica Mars.
Sounds cool.
Okay. So anyway.
That Veronica Mars is one. No. Wait.
Tina.
Tina. 35.
34.
She's 29.
29.
Okay. All right, guys. Here we go, man.
Carmen.
It sounds terrifying. That's funny.
Yeah.
From Boomtown.
Boomtown.
And get this. This guy played Doug Masters on Iron Eagle. Remember the kid that flew the jet?
Yeah.
His name's Jason Gedrick.
It's his birthday?
It's his birthday.
Do you remember Iron Eagle?
I don't think so.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Yeah, Louis Gossett Jr. is in it.
Hey! One man, one goal.
No.
One mission, one heart, one soul. He is...
Really, Matt? No?
I don't remember it.
You guys need to watch Iron Eagle.
I saw it.
It came out in the 80s?
Yeah.
If I have seen it, it's been like since I was little.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I'm going to say he is 45.
I'll say 48.
47.
Ah!
So close.
So close.
All righty.
John Krasinski.
Nope.
Pam.
BJ Novak.
No, arguably this actor was part of the 80s Brat Pack.
James Spader.
James Spader.
Boom!
Is that Ron California?
Robert California.
Robert California.
He's also going to play Ultron in Avengers 2.
Yeah.
He's in The Blacklist.
He was in Lincoln.
Oh, okay.
We watched an episode of Community yesterday with Anthony Michael Hall, speaking of the Brat Pack.
Yep. So, James Spader from The Blacklist and The Office celebrating a birthday.
Avengers 2.
What do you think?
Older member of the Brat Pack, I would say.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to say 50.
I'm going to say 52.
54.
Ah!
Well.
Okay, fine. Oh, crap. Is it John Bon Jovi's birthday?
It's not.
Oh, okay. Oh my gosh, I just love this song.
I found the one that started with keyboards because it's David Bryan's birthday.
Oh, what a song! Why are we not doing this for Flashback Friday?
It'll happen.
Are you kidding me? Just play Slippery When Wet cover to cover.
David Bryan celebrating a birthday.
Hey, once upon a time.
What?
Yes!
Turning you to work on the docks.
Okay, man,
listen to those keys.
So tough.
So how old are those guys in Bon Jovi getting to be?
58.
52. Stop! All right. Most important birthday of the day.
Oh.
Whoa!
Smokey's birthday? Is it Smokey's birthday?
Nope.
Because he wrote this song.
Nope.
So I thought maybe you were trying to... On a cloud. Wait. But if we're talking original five, Eddie Kendrick is dead. David Ruffin is dead. Blue passed away.
You're not even
Paul
close.
Williams.
Not even close.
So it's not an original member of the Temptations?
Katie Lynn Milford celebrating a birthday today. My girl.
Got you.
My little girl.
Sorry, I was busy naming off the original five members of the Temptations.
My little girl's turning 23 today.
That's very, very cool.
Happy B-Day.
Happy birthday, Katie Lynn Milford.
I love that girl. She's a great mama. All right. Ready? We're going to dates.
Okay.
We're going to dates.
Going on a date.
Okay, so on this date in what year the Beatles arrived at JFK International Airport to begin their first tour of the United States. This was the first song they played on the Ed Sullivan Show.
1964.
It was 1964.
Boom!
Nicely done.
Yeah!
Teo's winning,
yeah,
by the way.
Is. I know.
In case you're keeping score.
2-1.
Did you do that?
Yeah, 2-1. Rocky.
On this date in what year the last heavyweight boxing championship bare knuckle fight took place in Mississippi City, Mississippi.
Yeah, Dad. That's what we going to give you now. We're going to give you the best fight, bare knuckle, last one heavyweight championship of the world. Now, y'all come on. We got banana pudding out there and all kind of potatoes and whatnot. Y'all come on in.
What were the fighters' names?
Oh, man.
Jeffrey.
And Bubba.
And Uncle Jeffrey. Cousin Jeff and Uncle Jeffrey.
What year was it?
I'm gonna say 1939.
1949?
1882. Makes you feel a little better, doesn't it?
Nope.
Last sanctioned.
We were for real. We were too busy doing that instead of ratifying the 16th Amendment.
Yeah.
All right. On this date in what year, New York, New York became the official anthem of the Big Apple?
Start spreading the news.
Gotta love Blue Eyes.
Just some Blue Eyes. Today.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
1959.
Poor Sam, he's so cold. 1962?
1985.
Oh, they took their time, didn't they?
All right, we're almost there. Here we go. On this date in what year the 18th Winter Olympics, those games opened in Nagano, Japan.
Wait.
It's 22nd.
Okay. Shh. Not supposed to do that.
What?
Okay.
Go on.
Because that was 16 years ago, so it'd be 1998.
It was 1998.
Boom!
And of course, the Winter Olympics, they're getting underway in about 3 hours. Well, they're already underway, but...
Yeah, we watched last night.
The opening ceremony in about 3 hours from now.
Yep.
In Sochi.
Interesting.
Today is... Oh, wait, we should probably... Should we move on to today? Today?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Today, friends, Give Kids a Smile Day.
Hey, kid.
It's National Wear Red. Support the fight against heart disease in women by wearing red.
I wear all black.
Yeah. It's Bubblegum Day. It's Send a Card to a Friend Day. We're all doing that.
Yeah, we are. Don't ruin it. Mitch doesn't know that she gets a card every year for her birthday. Don't
today,
ruin it. She's listening.
Today is Ballet Day. Teo?
Yeah, I know. I've already got my stuff on.
All right.
That's why I wore all black.
It's Fettuccine Alfredo Day.
No, I love fettuccine.
And today is Wave All Your Fingers at Your Neighbor's Day.
because the one finger by itself is offensive.
It is. So
don't point.
Don't point. Hey, also,
that is all.
Also, we cannot go without saying that
tomorrow
is the wonderful,
yes,
beautiful, intelligent,
yes,
hilarious
and short
birthday of our dear friend Mike.
Yeah.
He's turning 43 tomorrow.
We love Mike.
He's such a great dude.
Stoked for you, man.
Gosh, there's something else.
Happy 43rd.
There's something else.
Is it Celeste's birthday?
No, I'm pretty sure hers is a different month.
Is it 2.0?
I can't remember.
Probably Dan.
We'll remember at some
point. Get it later.
Mitch, we love you.
Yeah.
Happy birthday tomorrow. She's turning a ripe old 19, and we couldn't be more proud of her.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
She's going to graduate soon.
Yeah, she
is. From high school.
Yep.
We got Sam Swan coming up in studio. He's outside turning into an icicle, so we're going to go rescue him.
We got Flashback Friday. We got loads today. See you awesome morning party.
Right now.
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is Flashback Friday. You never know what Steve's going to pick for Flashback Friday.
You don't.
And then wham! Right in the face.
Literally. Today.
It's the Jitterbug.
Steve Austin Morning Party, joined in studio by Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention.
Good morning.
Of New Mexico.
Good morning. Sorry, I cut you off. I didn't mean to.
No.
I didn't know you were going to do the whole
Welcome.
Title.
Welcome.
Hey, it's good to be here, as always.
What title would you like?
What title would I like?
I could shorten it.
No.
I could change it.
No,
I could just say Sam at this point.
Because some people, you know, when we talk about it, we don't say all the Baptist Convention in Mexico. We just say Baptist Convention.
The BCO.
Or when we call folks, like when I make a phone call to a pastor or something, I say, this is Sam at the Baptist building in Albuquerque.
At the Baptist building.
Hopefully they know
right
where that is.
Right by my eye doctor.
When did the building get saved?
Oh, as soon as we moved in, baby.
Yep. Hey, just because you label something Baptist doesn't mean it's necessarily saved.
Salvation
right?
by occupation, yes.
Salvation by occupation.
Yes.
That's the way I grew up on that faith.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, that's true. Unfortunately, that's true. We got a bunch of people on our rolls who are not necessarily on God's roll.
Just a bunch of wackos.
We're working on that. We're working on that. We're
doing
trying to remind
job.
Them, yeah. We're trying.
Doing a good job. I'm trying to be an equal opportunity user of denominations, but my go-to is Baptist. I think it's because that's the way I grew up.
Yeah.
So yesterday we were having a conversation with an author, and I said, on this end you have, like, the Baptists.
Yeah.
And on this end you have this other group. I'm trying to think of one, and then I thought of one, and then I was like, but I don't want to say the name of the group.
The other Baptists.
We never talk about, like...
I'm not fearful of Baptists. I am of Mars Hillers.
Yes. We ever do Lutherans, Mars Hill. We never do Episcopalians, Methodist. Then you got First Daves.
It's
yes.
Which is my internet cult.
Yeah, the internet cult.
There's so many different denominations you
what
could go
What is the
to.
Full name of your church?
All right, hang on.
He's got to look it up.
He really does.
I always wanted to start
and
a church.
And he really does.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to start a church.
Here's the thing.
First
I started
church
a,
happening.
A Facebook-based cult.
Okay.
Oh
my God.
It's just a group of people just trying to figure stuff out, you know. But what I decided to do was use names of actual churches that I've seen across the United States.
On tour.
Oh, yeah. I bet you've seen some interesting ones.
So here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
This is real.
This is the actual name of my Facebook cult, First Daves, named after my best friend Dave. First Dave's United Free Will Blood Bought Baptist Temple Church Spirit-Filled Warning Assembly of the Unexplained Immaculate Conception Tower Deliverance, Yah! Incorporated.
Wow.
We had to incorporate because of tax reasons.
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tons of benefits from that,
You can
though.
Get your 501.
No, we're not a nonprofit.
Oh, okay.
We just say we are. It's pretty exciting.
Oh, my heavens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
funny.
But when you say yah, you have to put your hand in the air.
Okay.
Yah!
Okay.
It's pretty exciting. We meet every Saturday morning at 5 a.m. for a pancake breakfast in the mind's eye.
Oh.
It's exciting.
So
Sam.
I could join you.
Yeah.
In the mind's eye.
If you get invited.
Oh, you gotta be invited.
It's pretty exclusive.
Oh, I didn't realize. Okay.
I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid. I don't wear the Nikes.
Okay. He hasn't been invited.
I haven't. I just flat have not.
I loved how when you said Nikes, you glanced down at my feet real quick to see
what I was wearing Nikes.
No,
he's con.
He's a con. This morning. Yeah.
He's a con guy.
But yeah, the scariest thing that I've ever seen is when we were driving around late one night and we came up around, we were staying with somebody and they lived in like these hills and I can't remember what state we were in, but we came up around the corner and our light shone on this church and it was a white wall and in bloody looking like red letters it said Blood Bought Baptist Church.
Wow.
And that's all it said and it was just painted on the wall. It looked like a haunted house.
It looked like it was drippy. I mean, the paint
looked drippy. Yeah, and it's not because they meant it to be that way. It's because nobody, like, painted very well. It was just drippy.
Oh, gosh.
Blood Bought Baptist Church.
Blood Bought.
Yep. And it was like, ah!
Have you ever had to talk to a friend who was starting a new church and help them rethink the name of their church?
I haven't had to help them rethink, but I've had a couple of guys here in the city that had said, I'm thinking about, you know, what do you think about? And they'd bounce a couple of names off of me, and I go,
yeah.
I'd wait, and when they'd say one, then I'd be, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Those others?
Yeah.
Let somebody else use those. But the one that you just said right there, that's a good one.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Sadly, nowadays, does marketing and branding, that all really matters?
It does. We had to shorten it to First Dave's for the softball jerseys. Because that whole abbreviation.
Well, not only that, if you tried to screen that on a t-shirt, it would weigh 72 pounds.
Yeah, and it would cost $72 a shirt.
Yeah, you're right.
We can't afford that right now. I mean, we can, just secretly we can't.
According to your nonprofit status.
Right.
Oh, man.
That's
sadly
funny.
Like he's joking, but sadly there are plenty who are not.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, I also, some of the, you know, there's churches that have slogans, either a purpose, a shortened version of their purpose statement,
mm-hmm.
or just some sort of a slogan that I always, finding humor in that kind of stuff, I say stuff teasingly about that.
So. Okay.
I'm not going to mention any now. Some of them might be listening, and I don't want to get any emails at the Baptist building.
See, we had a mission statement, but the Great Purge of 2011, after that.
The Great Purge
we
of
got, Well, we just got too big too fast.
So you had to kick
it
some people out?
It was real popular. Yeah, and I kicked people out because nobody was appreciating what was going on.
Man.
And you know what happened? As soon as I kicked them out, they were like, hey, wait a second. How come I'm not seeing any more First Dave posts anymore? And I was like, oh, no. What happened? That's weird, huh?
Oh, no, you've been removed.
Maybe you should go check it out. And then I'd get a message saying, hey, why can't I get back in? I'd say, it looks like the Purge got you, friend. The Purge.
This was sad.
Before the movie.
There's a movie called The Purge?
Yeah, it's some horror movie. This was before that.
Wow.
That's how you know my cult's real. Because we're ahead of the game.
Ahead of the game.
Yep.
Incredible.
Seen it in the mind's eye.
We have to move on and talk about this.
Okay.
Last night, or today, I've got my Russia days confused.
Me too. Wait, are they a day ahead?
They're 9 hours ahead, I believe. Bob Scary Eye Costas last night.
Oh my gosh, wasn't that crazy? Does he have pink eye or something?
It was crazy.
I hope he's taking antibiotics, otherwise all our athletes are going to get pink eye when they sit in the studio with him.
Yeah, last night they kicked off the Olympics broadcast on NBC. Which, one, frustrated us to no end because there was no community.
Yeah, I was upset.
You guys forgot, didn't you?
Yeah.
You tuned in. It's
so
time for community.
It's like, time for community.
Oh, no.
How long are these? How long does this last?
My wife loves the Olympics, and I prefer the Winter Olympics because, you know, snowboarder. So we were pretty excited, but then immediately Bob Costas comes in and it's like, good evening, welcome to the Olympics, don't stare at my eyes!
Yeah, it seemed like it went, good evening, welcome, and it just kept zooming
it
in. And it kept going and kept going, and then you were just looking at his eye and it was like, I'm Bob Costas.
I found it difficult to listen to anything he was saying.
Did you see when he addressed
eye.
It?
Oh no, he did he mention
oh, yeah,
it? Because I didn't catch the very beginning.
Okay, in the beginning he addressed it. He comes on, and for those that did not watch the Olympics last night, I was like, finally, somebody punched him in the eye.
Oh,
gosh, it took long enough. Woo, Bill O'Reilly, good job, man.
Boy, security's tough in Sochi.
Yeah. So, Bob Costas, his left eye was just, I mean, red. He was wearing glasses, And he said, please excuse my Peabody look. He arrived in Russia, and I guess he some sort of virus or some sort of bacteria.
Wow.
The NBC doctors have told him it will go away on its own in a few days, but until then, he's got to wear those glasses.
You know what happened?
Huh?
Somebody didn't like him, and they tooted on his pillow. Because that's what gives you pink eye.
Shut up. They're like kids who are now totally going to be like, Mom! Because well, they're going to think their brother gave them pink
they
eye.
They don't need to be tooting on the pillows.
Oh, well, man.
I'm giving you...
They're off.
You know what's great about First Dave's?
Huh.
There's no pink eye in the mind's eye. I'm just saying.
Yep. So good old Bob Costas. He says it's not pink eye. But yeah, he addressed it right away.
It's pink eye.
Because immediately, he came on and I said, whoa!
I can't wait till they make fun of it on
Saturday
Night
Live. What happened to his eye?
You know they're going to.
Oh, they have to.
Of course.
They're gonna like do a thing where he's talking and the only thing in frame is his eye. And he's going, please ignore my eye.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
That's a great idea.
Bob Costas.
There's nothing more annoying in this world than pink eye.
Yeah.
Except for probably me.
Second,
pink eye.
We kicked off the Olympics yesterday, but today, because it's 9 hours ahead, but it's yesterday, Bob Costas was trying to explain it, but I was so thoroughly thrown off by his red eye that I couldn't focus on anything else.
Oh, Bob, red eye Soran Costas was just trying to tell us stuff, and we couldn't listen.
We really couldn't. But there's already been so many developments with Sochi. Like,
it's crazy.
Yeah, Twitter has been keeping a log, if you will, of all of the chaos, the crazy. You could just search...
It's called @SochiProblems.
Yeah, I was going to say.
There's a profile. Wow. And that's what...
Well, I saw the hashtag #SochiProblems, but I didn't know they had
a profile.
Oh, okay.
There's a profile.
More than any time in our history, now like we're going to be hearing about stuff faster than ever because of social media. So there's a Twitter account called @SochiProblems.
Yeah.
It's a clearinghouse for all the funny and embarrassing photos being shared by reporters. I mean, you've seen the bathrooms.
Yeah. Sharon Stalls.
Yeah.
Or no stalls.
No stalls.
Craziness. I saw a picture.
The yellow water.
Yeah.
Have you seen the water?
And they said don't use it on your face when the water finally comes on. I saw that report.
It said the water is not safe for your face or for dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see the dogs.
Yeah. Dogs drinking. So it's like,
and then
you know, what's it good for?
Then when it finally came on, they showed a shot of in the glass.
It's yellow.
It's yellow-like.
It's pretty yellow-like.
That's disgusting.
It looks like TT.
Yeah.
And then I saw a picture of the food, and there was like a bug frozen up in there, like on the top.
Well, that could be part of the cuisine. I don't know.
I don't know.
Speaking
man.
Of cuisine, some of the Olympics, you were talking about the yogurt issue, the great yogurt issue of 2014.
Yogurt Gate.
Yes.
Yogate.
Supposedly, one of the yogurt companies, the Greek yogurt companies, is sending pallets, or already has sent pallets to Russia of yogurt for the athletes because it's part of their training and part of their nutrition and stuff that they use. It's good recovery and good source of quick source
pro
of protein
athletes
and all
need
that.
Probiotics.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Russian government is saying that there's something wrong with the paperwork, but then there's the comments on the side about, you just don't want our athletes to have that stuff so they won't be at their optimum. Of course, yogurt might not make that much of a difference, but it's the principle of the thing.
It's the principle!
I'm just saying, man, I don't think I think I'm good here in America.
And what kind of paperwork is required for yogurt anyway?
I don't know. Another big difference, and here's an article that talks about it. Despite a temporary Russian ban on liquids in carry-on luggage, because I guess it's a temporary ban for them because they let it fly. And here in America, if you got something over, 3 point?
Three ounces or something
like that. Then you're over. You're back through security.
Throw it away.
I think it's funny that, years ago when they first started doing it, if you had like a liquid, they would just hold it up and it's like they were looking at you saying, you just missed your flight, buddy.
Right.
Why would you do this to yourself?
That's right.
And you're like, I don't know how much 3.4 ounces is.
Right.
What does FL stand for? Is it fluid? Is it floral? What's happening?
Floral ounces.
Now they've let up a little
bit. Fluid liquids.
But I guess in Russia, there's a temporary ban, and this is on carry-on luggage. Some air travelers heading to the Sochi Olympics from Moscow have brought toothpaste and other toiletries past security checkpoints without any problems. So now it's like, wait, there's a temporary ban, but they don't care about it.
Wow.
And so they're getting toothpaste and other kind of liquids through, but then they're like, but no yogurt.
Seeing those photos of the water, I would be bringing some
bottled
water.
Man, I'd be like, no, I'm bringing my case
crates
of water.
Of bottled
I got this
water.
Case. I got cases in my luggage. Yeah.
Then there was also a report about being extra scrutinous of toothpaste.
Yeah, and really? that's the next
because
line.
Because of the paste, you can bring it in.
You can smuggle bombs in.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, dude. It says the U.S. Homeland Security Department warned the airlines flying to Russia that terrorists may try to smuggle explosives into the country in toothpaste tubes.
I guess that makes sense. This isn't for the athletes. This is everyone across the board.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah. Because
I know that, you know, the security, people are, like, nervous about security.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's been so many terrorist threats on the Olympics. It's, you know, like the one group just put up the video and it's like, hey, we're going to be there.
I just want to see the Al-Qaeda video that releases today that they were, in fact, responsible for Bob Costa's
eye. Oh,
good
my gosh.
Grief almighty.
I can't believe
I said that.
We are sensitive to things here. We're sensitive.
Did we hit the dump button on that one?
Static!
Dump button!
Snello!
Hey!
Hey, the reason they're doing the toothpaste thing, anything that you take while you're traveling, they're going to tell you not to, so you have to buy it in Russia. It boosts their economy.
Ah, that's true.
Oh, I hadn't thought about it. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's my theory.
Good thought.
There you go. Don't let them take anything in. Make them drink the yellow water.
Boosting the economy.
Yeah. I don't know. By the sound of the elastic stuff in our food, I think other countries might have better stuff than us anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's a win-win.
Yeah, win-win. All right, man.
All right,
later. Thanks, Colin.
Oh, boy.
So all these, it's funny because anytime the Olympics are in a country, you get a glimpse into that country.
Yeah.
And like when the Olympics were in Atlanta, you know, everybody was like, oh, no. Oh, no. On the same side, it's like, yes, welcome to America. Come on in.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. We're not ready for this.
Welcome to Atlanta. We're not Mississippi.
Oh.
Is that their state slogan?
I think so. Static!
Hey, I just want to give a shout-out to Pool Boy from Cruces.
What?
Yeah.
Is this Pool Boy from Cruces?
No, the last caller was there.
This would be hilarious if it was him again.
Yeah. Truth.
All right, thanks, guys. I just want to give a shout-out. God bless.
Awesome. Shout-out to you.
There you go.
Maybe Pool Boy will call back and give that guy a shout-out.
Does Bob Costas I have a Twitter page yet?
Oh, man.
Hashtag. Red Eye of Sauron.
It seems like anytime something funny happens, that thing immediately gets its own Twitter page.
That's right.
Wow.
So we shall see what happens with it, but yeah.
It's going to be super interesting to see how these Olympics play out. So we got snowboarding. We had a new contest in snowboarding this year. There's figure skating. There's the bobsledding. There's so many cool things that happen. I don't think there's been a Winter Olympics that had so much like heat around it since I was a kid. And I can't remember where they were, but I remember the little squeaky girl won. No, wait, that was summer, because she did gymnastics and she landed her whatever.
Okay, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. Last night, Bob Costas on the Olympics, his eye was funky.
Yeah?
Okay.
Okay.
On Twitter, these are users. Bob Costas, red eye. Eye Costas. Eye of Bob Costas. Bob Costa, left eye. Costas, pink eye. Bob Costas, red eye. Bob Costas's eyes. Bob Costas, eye.
Wow.
Eye of Bob Costas. Bob Costas, left eye. Bob Costas, what is that little mark? My bad.
Apostrophe?
Apostrophe, left eye. Bob Costas, eye. Bob Costas, left eye.
There's so
Bob
many.
Costa's apostrophe S. Bad eye. Infected eye.
Wait, is there a Costa stink eye?
No.
You better get on it.
I better get on that one. Yep.
If you tell a funny joke from a parody account, you can get famous.
Gosh. What's up with Bob Costa's eye? Hashtag Illuminati.
Oh.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Okay. Well, what part of the Illuminati makes sense anyway?
It would have been way funnier if it was I-Luminati.
I-Luminati. See, Jay-Z gets up and drops his cup wrong, and people are like, Illuminati sign!
Mm-hmm.
Poor Bob Costas. It just shows you that if you're a famous personality, no wonder they're so crazy about their appearance. If one little thing's wrong, it's like the internet's like,
that's right.
Ah!
Yeah.
It's a good thing we work in radio.
That's right.
True story. Man, on the way, 8 o'clock hour, we've got stuff.
Yeah, we do.
We're going to be talking about that.
There's so many Olympic stories.
Also, the other thing, and Sam Swan.
One
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wow.
Static.
under the silence of water.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Yeah, this totally coincides with the story I'm about to talk about, which is why I didn't play Wham.
Let's hear it.
Teo, you can't. No, I don't.
Oh, I thought you were being serious. I thought you were telling the truth. You were kidding.
Yeah. How come when it's funny you're kidding, but when it's something maniacal, you're a liar? Tell us, Pastor.
Because of we live in a fallen world.
Thanks, Sam.
I don't know what else to say.
Because the Bible.
Because.
Thanks, Ken Ham.
The Bible tells me so.
Okay, so interesting thing.
Yeah.
Walking down the hall.
Yeah.
We're sitting here talking about the Olympics and all the controversy and stuff. Russian officials, apparently, and this is coming from, who do we play? It's Fox News in there, right?
One of them. We go back and forth.
I think it's Fox News today. Russian officials have admitting to spying on people in the bathrooms.
What?
Yeah.
Really? Wait, in Sochi or in America?
In Sochi.
Okay, just want to check.
Now, we're the ones that go spying people in their own country.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
This is us. Yeah, we've been spying on you in the bathroom.
Did you see this? I had just pulled a story, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Because Sochi Olympics.
Yes.
I think I did see that in the shower, right? Bathroom showers. The Russians, yeah, have been watching the Olympians. And, of course, here in America, the NSA, hot topic. There's more and more evidence that the NSA has been collecting every text, phone call. Allegedly, they need a court order to use it, but they've been spying on us. So I found a list of some things that you can do to keep your private conversations more private, or how to keep the NSA from spying on your phone.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
This sounds like helpful information.
It is helpful information. We are on the education ban.
We better tell people.
You know,
that's right.
We do sometimes offer educational moments because, education channel. We really are, 88.3 FM.
Uh-huh. That end of the dial.
So, ways that you can keep the government from spying on you. Number one, you can put your phone into airplane mode while playing games like Flappy Bird. Ugh.
You love it.
I can't stop thinking about it.
You can't stop
I want
thinking.
More than 2 points. Ugh. 2 points? I have 2 points.
You're good at video games. It's gonna get better.
Well, I guess most games, obviously, they don't need an internet connection to run, but their ad networks do, so killing the connection will block ads from displaying and stop the transmission of your personal data, both by the game and by third-party ads. So airplane mode may also help your game run a little more smoothly as the processor stops trying to load ads.
Oh.
I never thought about that.
That's a good plan.
I'm going to do that.
Airplane mode.
Another way that you can keep the NSA from spying on you is instead of posting on social media accounts while connected to cellular data, wait until you're connected to your secure, password-protected home or workplace Wi-Fi network. They say, better yet, don't post to social media accounts from your smartphone at all. Wait until you're seated at a desktop or laptop and connected to the social media service via a secure HTTPS connection. That way they can't grab your data.
Right.
Data grab.
Data grab.
This is kind of scary.
Data grab!
You can also turn off Wi-Fi, GPS, and geological locations on your phone because the geolocations or GPS or Wi-Fi can all be used to pinpoint your location. So it says don't use them unless you absolutely need them. Now, the problem is you don't know if you need it until you need it.
Right.
And in which case, you're screwed if you turned it off.
Right, because then you got to go through three or four steps to get it back on.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I mean, my iPad, my first iPad, was stolen from me.
Oh, yeah.
And we were at an event emceeing this thing, and I was using it as the script. And the last segment, I went out on stage and left it backstage. And I even had my Find My iPad app or whatever on. But it wasn't connected to Wi-Fi because we were in this building.
Right.
And so all they had to do was disable it before they got connected to Wi-Fi. So that didn't even matter. So if you disable it, if you turn it off.
That's true. Same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Like once it's gone, it's gone.
Yes.
There's nothing you can do about it. So the final way and probably the most important way, the best way to keep the NSA from spying on your phone get rid of your smartphone.
Oh.
This is a serious thing. They say if you want to go to the extremes, downgrade to a 2007-era, quote-unquote, dumb phone. All cell phones are tracking devices, but it's a lot more work for spies to get location data and personal information out of something that can't run Facebook or play Flappy Bird.
Wow. Flappy Bird.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've more and more seen people with, like, old-school flip phones, yeah. like Razer phones.
Yeah.
It's just getting stupidly expensive, and with iPads or with your laptop or whatever, do we really need all this smartphone technology?
Yeah,
No.
You know what I found myself doing?
Huh.
I will have my, like, I'll be at a coffee shop, and I'll have my iPad out, and I'm reading something, or I'm... You know, like editing a sermon or something, or just reading a magazine online on my iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And then something will happen in the coffee shop that I want to tweet. And rather than go on the iPad to the Twitter app, I grab my phone and I'll tweet from my phone while I'm still got my... So I got both my iPad and my phone sitting right there.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah. I started laughing at myself the other day when I was doing it. I was like, what am I doing?
Last
but it
night,
is convenient.
Yeah, we were watching the Olympics, sort of. But I'm more and more noticing around me, like how many people are just on their phone.
Yeah.
There was a new commercial, I think during the Super Bowl actually, where everybody was on their phone minus the guy across the table. It was like a stupid jewelry commercial or something, because it was like, hey, focus on this really ugly bracelet with trinkets.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm a dude, so I just assume girls.
Oh yeah, because he texted his wife. He said, "Honey, look up."
Yeah. And then she looks up because everybody's on their phone, and it's like, check out this trinket bracelet.
Yeah.
It's got a bunch of charms on it. This one says number one mom.
He should have gone to Jared.
He probably did.
I think it probably was, maybe. Actually.
Or
it was like, ugh.
Or he was, every kiss begins with K.
Yes.
I suppose.
Gosh, isn't that sad, you know, all those?
We're getting sucked into our phones.
We really are.
We are.
So.
I'd say we're getting. We are sucked into
But
our
you're
phones.
Right, man. We're more and more we're on our devices.
Yeah. We get off the air, and I usually sit in that chair right there and open it up, which I'm about to do in 12 seconds because I need 3 points on Flappy Bird.
Okay.
He's got to do it, people.
Give him a break. I need 3 points. It's got to happen.
It's driving him crazy.
We do need to take a quick break. Coming right back, we got some Gunger for you, and also more of this here show. We're going to talk Olympics, man.
Yeah, and we've got some Lady Lobos tickets that we're going to be giving away. So if you got a bad joke, speaking of the Olympics, we need you to call in and tell us your jokes. We got a ton of tickets we want to give away.
8 o'clock hour, it's coming up. Your chance to score tickets to see the Lady Lobos take on Boise State right around the corner. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party, making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist, a little more awesomest.
Remember that one time Aerosmith teamed up with Wham?
It was a great collaboration.
Crazy.
Great collaboration of the early 80s.
Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome to the show. Steve Oteo.
See, the problem is sometimes Stever gives us a Flashback Friday that we're just not exactly prepared for. And we scramble. And we're still scrambling. And you guys are the beneficiaries of our scramble.
How about we take a quick look at traffic,
let's
and then we'll
that.
Hit the Flashback Friday music.
And now a traffic report from our computer, who I've lovingly labeled Sochi. Because it just makes too much sense. Guys, we have the construction at I-25 in Paseo, and you know it's going to be slow going around there. It looks like 40 eastbound before you get to the interchange with 25 is starting to slow down a little bit. But we also have police activity reported at Candelaria Road and Wantabo Boulevard.
Wantabo.
I want a boat.
Juantabo.
For the lake. I want a boat. For the lake. And then we have an accident to report.
Uh-oh.
Coors Boulevard North at Gun Club Road Southwest. The accident happened at about, 7:50, so not that long ago.
All right.
I'm sure it'll get pretty stacked around there, so be careful. That's your look at traffic from Sochi, our lovely failure computer.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. It is Flashback Friday.
People smile and tell me.
Hey, this isn't Wham.
Whatever. I just really want to hear Loggins and Messina.
Are you having a Flashback Friday revolt right now?
I kind of am, yeah.
This is the song you heard in the dentist.
I was in the dentist yesterday, and for 30 minutes I waited and thought, maybe they just forgot about me because my appointment was half an hour ago. And then all of a sudden...
Yeah?
Even though we ain't got money... I'm so in love with you, honey, and everything will bring a change of love.
That's right.
And I said, you know what?
In the morning when I rise, bring a tear of joy to my eyes.
I don't care if the dentist is late.
You shouldn't care.
Everything's gonna be all right.
And it was all right. I sat there for another 20 minutes or so, and I just... enjoyed the smooth jams of the dentist office.
That's fine.
One of the greatest jams in the universe.
Yeah.
I don't care what kind of mood you're in. All of a sudden in the background, you're in the grocery store, you're having a really crappy day, you got to pick some stuff up, maybe you got into a fight with your spouse or something, you're just frustrated,
yeah.
And then this comes on in the background, yeah. You're like...
you feel pretty good.
Everything's looking pretty good.
I'm going to be okay.
Wait, and who? This is Loggins?
And Messina, yeah.
Okay. Because this is a cover. They covered this.
This is good. This is theirs.
It's a good cover. No, it came out before Loggins did it.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Who did this?
What?
In the 70s.
What?
This is theirs!
What's happening?
I gotta find...
I think
there's
I
a fight!
I'm gonna look that up.
Now
there's
we're gonna,
a fight,
now I gotta,
bro!
I could be wrong.
You
but
could
I,
be.
But I remember this song.
Danny's song! It's gotta be Loggins and Messina.
Now, no doubt, this is a great arrangement.
That's weird. This song is written by American singer-songwriter Kenny Loggins.
Mm-hmm.
It was written as a gift for his brother.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then maybe this is just a different version that he did of himself.
It was written as a gift for his brother Danny for the birth of his son Colin. It first appeared on their album Gator Creek
okay,
and a year
I take
later
it all back.
On the album Sittin' In, the debut album by Loggins and Messina.
So this is a redone version of his original version, because this is not the way it sounded originally.
Right.
Okay, so, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
My bad.
It's okay.
I have made one mistake today.
Hey. It was released November 1971. Here's the thing. It was released in 1971, and then Anne Murray covered it in 1972.
Ah.
Year after it released.
And then when was this version released?
I don't know. This is from the Sittin' In Again best of. They, like, redid it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Sittin' In
Again.
That's
why it sounded different.
My bad. My bad.
No, it's my bad.
Hey, you know what?
Wrong.
You know what's great about this situation?
Was wrong.
No?
Huh.
You were both right. And I'm happy to say that I got to witness you guys hug each other right now.
Yeah.
Hug
oh, wait,
each
in
other.
Real life, you really want
I
to want to
see
hug?
A hug. And I know the webcam does, too.
Okay.
See a hug. Hug of friendship and peace.
All right.
Speaking of friendship and peace, we posted a link to hashtag Sochi Problems. Now, this is an article coming from a Denver newspaper website, so I put a little disclaimer up there to view responsibly, and it doesn't represent Static Radio and our views and all that crap. But anyway... check it out. It's on our Facebook. I think you will find some hilarity in there.
Yeah.
Because there are definitely some funny things going on over at the Sochi Olympics.
Yeah.
And speaking of funny things, it's Fun Joke Friday, and we got some tickets to give out.
Yeah, we really do. And so here's what we need. We need you to give us a call, 505-338-3700. It's time to play a game called Touch Tone Trivia.
Ooh.
Games
new
are game.
Cool.
New game to Team Awesome Morning Party, 505-338-3700 if you would like. Nice little trip to the pit.
We want to give something away.
This next Wednesday evening, taking on Boise State. We got plenty of tickets to give away. But here's the thing. Yesterday, our afternoon host, she had tickets to give away, and she was waiting.
Yeah.
Waiting and hoping and waiting. Do people not care about the Lobos? Is this America?
I think so.
Okay. Static.
Yo, what's going on?
Nothing. Oh, just chilling.
Good, good. Well, I'm ready to play.
All right.
Awesome.
Do you have people you can take to this here Lobo game?
When is it again?
It's this coming Wednesday.
Oh, crap, to the church night.
Hmm.
Oh.
I know what you're thinking, what I'm thinking. Field trip. Field trip. Do you know anybody you could give these tickets to in Christian Love?
Yes, possibly.
Booyah.
All right. So I'm going to hook you up with a four-pack of tickets. How's that sound?
That sounds awesome.
If you can play our trivia game. and okay. get it correctly. All right. Do you have a touchtone phone?
Yes.
We need to be able to hear these numbers, sir.
Oh, man. Okay.
All right. Here we go. Here's how it works. I'm going to ask you a trivia question. I'm going to give you three options, one, two, or three. And with your touchtone phone, you have to dial in the correct answer.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
If you get two of these questions right, we're going to hook you up.
And don't forget, we're scientists, so we know what you're typing.
That's right. Number one, what is the only U.S. state with no straight lines in its borders? Now, you press one for Hawaii, two for New York, or three for Florida. Only U.S. state with no straight lines in its borders.
All right. Okay, did you hear it?
I did. Unfortunately, that's incorrect.
Sorry, man.
The answer was one, Hawaii.
That's what I pressed.
No. That sounded like a two.
Yeah, it sounded like a two. That was a hard two, man. That was a hard two.
That was a one. I pressed a one.
No, don't lie to us, man.
All right, moving on. We'll see.
We'll give you another chance.
One more chance.
We'll give you another chance. Calm down.
Number two. The most expensive coffee in the world is called Kopi Luwak. How much does it cost per pound? Press 1 for $30, 2 for $300, or 3 for $3,000.
This is per pound, right?
Yep. How much per pound? 30, 300, or 3,000? 1, 2, or 3?
Gosh, man, you're so close.
I know. I'm sorry. The correct answer was 2, 300.
That wasn't.
No, I'm pretty sure that was a three.
I wish you weren't a liar.
It sounded like a three.
I've had ear training.
I don't know, man.
That was a three.
Yeah.
Look, let's give him one more chance.
One more
chance.
Man, he's already got two wrong. How many chances can we give this guy?
Third time's a charm.
Well, you want to give him one more or you want to just give
away? All right, fine. Okay. Question number three. Where will the 2015 Super Bowl be held? Press one for New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Two for Glendale, Arizona, or three for Miami? I'm sorry. The correct answer was two, Glendale, Arizona.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are killing me. That's exactly what I pressed.
No, you're killing us, man.
Pretty sure you said one, New Orleans.
One, yeah. It sounded like a one. It's multiple choice.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my gosh.
What's your name?
Ryan,
hang on the line, man. We're going to hook you up with some tickets.
Yeah, you're going to get some tickets.
All right. Hey, and that's how you play Touchtone Trivia.
Trivia is the best game ever made.
I love that game.
We're quite gracious.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you got them all wrong.
We're going to extend grace because grace has been extended to us. So just so you guys know, we're not going to be like hardline, get what you deserve, eye for an eye about this. We've had grace extended to us.
Yeah, this is like a participation trophy.
Boom. Yeah. There you go.
Just because you play, you get partial credit.
Keep it locked to Team Awesome Morning Party. Your chance to score some Lobo tickets coming up again real soon.
Yes, it is.
We may be gracious, even though, come on.
I don't know.
Next caller, they got to get them right.
They got to.
All right. Yeah, okay.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Flashback Friday.
Flashback Friday with Wham.
Featuring the Beatles.
Guest starring the Beatles. We had Aerosmith earlier. It's a
Loggins
problem.
Loggins and Messina.
When there's only so many songs that you can just readily go to.
Yeah. You know, actually, it's appropriate to have the Beatles as a flashback because Sunday is the 50th anniversary when they made their U.S. debut on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Very true.
In fact, I think CBS is going to do a big special about that. And Ringo.
The Eurythmics are getting back together, too.
And the only two Beatles left are going to be singing together for the first time in a long time.
Man, well, they did a performance at the Grammys, but it was a Paul performance and Ringo fake played drums.
Yeah, that was funny.
It was so bad.
Come on, Ringo.
I didn't see that part.
Yeah.
Yeah. They tried to hide it.
Oh, man. We're doing some trivia.
We are.
We're trying to help you out. We're giving away Lobo tickets. See the Lady Lobos take on Boise State this Wednesday, February 12th at the Pit. I got another family four-pack.
Woo!
But we want to do some trivia with you.
We do.
It's a simple question. I almost don't want to ask it until somebody calls in, though, because I feel like I haven't shown you guys the answer.
Yeah, we don't know.
You guys can guess. Maybe if you guys get it right, person on the phone gets it as well. But
cool. Somebody call in right now.
You guys are food conscious people.
Try to be.
Yeah.
Somewhat, yes.
So I got a good trivia question for you this morning. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. Want to give you some tickets to see the Lobos take on Boise State this Wednesday, February 12th at the Pit. The Lady Lobos.
Lady Lobos.
Static.
Hey, guys. Mateo said calling, so I called.
All right.
Excellent.
Thank you for listening.
We're going to play some trivia, and all you got to do is answer the question correctly, and I'm going to give you four tickets to see the Lady Lobos take on Boise State this Wednesday at the Pit. How's that?
Right on.
All right. Since you're an average person, you, sir, will consume about 134 pounds of what this year?
134 pounds of what? I'm going to say beef.
134 pounds of beef. That's a beef. Really good guess.
Oh,
but I'm wrong. Oh.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Fred.
All right. Static.
I have a guess.
All right. Go ahead.
Go.
Sugar.
Sugar. On average, you will consume about 134 pounds of sugar per year.
Horrible, but maybe.
Oh. That was way too easy. That was
way too easy.
You're
right. You got it.
You win.
134 pounds of sugar every year. Wow.
She's like, ha ha.
You're
like,
excited.
Bring on the sugar.
No kidding. Wow. Morning.
Did you hear my husband?
I did.
Yeah, we heard him.
Are you guys Lobo fans?
You know what? We watch the games off and on here and there.
Okay.
We keep telling ourselves, we're going to go, we're going to go, we're going to go. You know, we watch them on TV.
All right.
So now we get to go.
Yeah, you're going to go. I'm going to give you four tickets to see the Lady Lobos take on Boise State this Wednesday, 7 p.m. at the Pit. How's that?
Coolness.
All right. Hang on the line for me.
Thanks.
All right. That was way too easy.
Yeah,
that was way
she too did easy. Well.
She did really well. All right. That was a lady
was
for
a
the
lady.
Lady Lobos. I've got another lady trivia question, 505-338-3700. This one I feel like is even easier. That's why I saved it for a second. I'm breaking everything. Static.
Question. 505-338-3700. Yeah.
Hello? Hello? You got to turn your radio down. I promise you're confusing yourself.
Hello?
Hello? I tried.
He tried.
I tried. 505-338-3700. Maybe this one isn't as easy as I thought.
The second one?
Yeah, this question. It's kind of trickery. It's a trivia question. Are you ready for this?
I hope so.
Two-thirds of this household chore done exclusively by women.
Oh.
Ooh.
Static. Hello?
Hello? Hi, what's the prize?
All right, we're giving away tickets to see the Lady Lobos this Wednesday against Boise State in the Pit. You a fan of the Lobos?
Shoot.
What? What? You have something this Wednesday?
Yeah, I can't make it.
Do you have friends who are cooler than you that you can give them to? Just say no.
I guess since I'm already on the radio, I will try.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, you're a lady. These are for Lady Lobo tickets, so I got a lady question. Two-thirds of this household chore is done exclusively by women.
Clean the bathroom.
Clean the bathroom.
A good guess.
It's a really good guess. I hate scrubbing toilets. I'm not going to lie. That is incorrect, though.
All right.
Thank you.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. This might be trickier. Exclusively.
Yeah. Exclusively
like in the household,
by women.
Exclusively, the woman does this household chore.
And what's the percentage?
Two-thirds of this household chore is done exclusively by women.
Wow.
Two-thirds of homes.
Okay.
This chore is done by the lady. Static.
Yeah, since I got the food one wrong, can I give this one a shot?
Yeah. Go ahead, give it a shot.
I'm going to say laundry.
You are going to say laundry, and you are better at chores than food. It is laundry.
Way to go.
I am redeemed.
You are redeemed! Hang out on the line, all right?
Thanks, guys.
There you go. Two-thirds?
Two-thirds.
Of households.
Well, guess what? I do my own laundry.
We share it. We both do laundry.
Yeah, I'm the laundry dude.
Yeah, you are. That's right.
Brenda does the dishes. She does the dishes. I do the laundry.
Well, what happened with us was I had a shirt or a sweater or something, and it was right after we got married. It was like first 10 loads after marriage, and a sweater or something shrunk, and it's because I forgot to remind Dawn not to put it in the dryer.
Right.
But it's because I know all the things that I have
right.
that don't need to be dried, and she doesn't know. And to be honest, I don't know how to wash girls' clothes at all.
Right.
I don't know. Do things shrink? What is that? You know,
right,
so I don't know. And so we made a pact. Not a suicide pact. We just made a regular old pact.
Just a normal pact.
a laundry pact.
And it was like, I'll do my laundry. You do.
That's good. That's a good plan.
So that's what we do.
Sharing. I always have to call Chrissy if I'm doing the laundry. Okay, now the gray one, the gray sweater. Am I allowed to dry this one? Yeah. Which one am I not allowed to dry again? I never know.
Yeah, I pay very careful attention to that stuff.
The sweater I'm wearing today, actually.
Yep. Same story.
Just a touch smaller than I would like it to be.
Clothing comes with a little label on the inside.
Yeah.
And it tells you what to do.
But when your wife is a working mom and doing lots of things, you know.
Yeah.
Throws your favorite sweater in the dryer. And then you're constantly
pulling it down
on your Friday.
That's the most uncomfortable thing.
I hate it.
That's why I quit wearing sweaters.
Yeah.
The closest I get to doing Dawn's laundry is me saying, hey, can everything go in the dryer?
Yeah, that's right.
as close as I get. And then it's like, blah.
And if she says no, then you say, hey, you need to come clear out the washer.
You gotta
washer.
Clear out the, yeah.
Empty the washer so I can wash my clothes.
Yep, there you go.
We got a good system.
Yeah. There you go. Sounds like it.
Well, Sam, I know you got to go.
I got to run.
Sam!
Sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
He can't stay with us the whole time.
I'm sorry.
We're going to bring in the birthday girl in the 9 o'clock.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah, we're going to bring her into studio. We got more Lady Lobo tickets to give away, so keep it locked here. It was good hanging.
Hey, it was great hanging.
Until next week. Valentine's Day.
I won't be here. You won't be.
No, I'll be out on the road.
I'm sorry.
We have a very special Valentine's show planned, though. We're going to be interviewing an author about love.
Oh. Love.
Celeste is going to be doing the morning show
with
me. Oh, good.
So we got a good show next week.
Yeah, good.
It'll be cool.
That'll be fun.
So there you go.
Excellent.
Until then, Sam Swan.
Until then.
All right. Quick break. Right back. Your chance to score some more Lady Lobo tickets taken on Boise State this Wednesday night at the Pit. That's coming up on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Welcome to the first day of Flappy Bird taking over your life.
Oh.
Dang it.
In studio, we welcome the birthday gal, Michelle.
Hey.
Oh.
Oh, 1 point, 1 point.
Who
two
is
points,
currently
two points.
Consumed
Dang it.
With Flappy Bird.
Stupid new app that has generated 50 million downloads already.
Yeah.
50 million. 50 million and two now, because Mitch and I both downloaded it, and I had to put my phone...
Mitch did not download this.
Okay. Mitch took my phone and started playing it, and I had to download it on her phone so she'd give my phone back.
Sam Swan and I have sworn off this game.
Yeah, don't touch it.
Sam Swan and I have sworn off this game.
So, Flappy Bird. And it's terrible. My nephews have scored like 36 points on this thing.
That's
and I don't
crazy.
Understand. My high score is 5, which I accidentally did on her phone. So now the high score on her phone's higher than my phone.
5.
You got 5?
No.
Oh.
No, it's just my high score. My high score.
Speaking of super awesome childish things like video games and elementary school and Mitch.
Guess you just got 5.
It's her birthday.
6. Oh, 6. Yes. What now?
She did it. That's a birthday miracle.
It's called Flappy Bird. Don't get it. Don't. All right. This is our Pay It Forward Friday moment. So
yes.
My first Pay It Forward Friday moment shall be, do not, under any circumstances, download Flappy Bird. It will consume your day. You will get nothing accomplished.
Shoot.
I promise you. Just look at our birthday girl over here with the tiara.
Hey.
Hey.
1.
Mitch, how old are you turning today?
16.
Tomorrow.
16.
Plus 10.
Really?
Yeah.
The 2-6, huh?
Big 2-6.
Big 2-6.
Let me tell you what happened to me when I was 26.
What happened?
That was when Waverly's touring really started tanking, and I had to move back in with my parents after being out of the house since I was 18. I felt like a hero, let me tell you, because both of my sisters, who shared a room growing up, had now spread out, and they each had their own individual rooms, one being my old room. So I got the living room, which nice. That's how my parents pitched it to me. You get the whole living room, and I was like, the whole couch. Really?
Gosh.
Wait, where was your bed? Did Man, you have one of those?
No, it was called
it was called the couch.
You didn't have, like, an actual bed?
Nope. Which was funny because my mom felt horrible. She was like, no, Matthew, no, I'm so sorry. And I was like, I don't care. I've been sleeping on couches for years now because I've been on tour. But it feels good when you're 26 and you have to move back home.
I agree.
It's real good.
Yeah.
Mitch, how's Flappy Bird?
I got 4 just now.
Okay. That's awesome.
Today is the day that we celebrate Mitch's birthday because it's tomorrow and it's a Saturday and only Teo's going to be here doing morning stuff tomorrow.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm not really that. Celeste did a great job putting together like a party package in here.
Yep.
It's amazing. Okay, I got
balloons,
it.
Tiaras.
Balloons, tiara. I got streamers. I got birthday cake. I got
cards, plural.
Cards. I got one of those Smarty things, like, you know, you get regular Smarties, but it's actually in lollipop form.
Yeah. Wow. Love those.
Yeah.
Nice. Never seen one.
Birthday cake. Lots
Love
of birthday
them.
Cake. Good
well,
stuff.
There are about 40 young kids who feel like it's their birthday right now.
That's unfair.
Recently, a group of about 40 young kids at Uinta Elementary School in Utah were humiliated and embarrassed as school officials literally seized their school lunches and tossed them in the trash.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
Because their lunch accounts were delinquent.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That was a sad story.
Sad.
Put them in the trash?
That was in Utah. However, this story from Houston, Texas, has a much happier ending.
It does.
Kenny Thompson, mentor and tutor at Valley Oaks Elementary School, learned that a large group of kids were getting reduced lunches of cold cheese sandwiches because of negative balances on their accounts. When he inquired about it to school officials, he learned there was quite a large group of kids whose parents couldn't afford the 40 cents a day.
That's it.
There was about 60 kids in total, actually, in Houston. Fearing a repeat of the terrible story out of Utah, he whipped out his wallet, zeroed out the accounts of every single one of those kids.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
60 elementary kids now feel like it's their birthday because they're getting normal lunches.
Yeah, because they can eat.
Is that legal?
I guess so.
I guess they're giving them cheese and bread, so they're giving them something.
Man,
it just doesn't feel right.
It sounds like, I don't know, it's just crazy to me.
So, good job, Pay It Forward Friday dude, who went in there and said, hey man, I'm going to take care of these 60 elementary school kids and actually paid for all of their lunches.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
Zeroed it out. I would do the math on that, 40 cents a day times 60 kids, but Mitch is still on Flappy Bird.
Yeah.
Static!
Hey guys, just wanted to wish Mitch happy birthday and welcome to middle age.
Thank you!
Amen.
I'm here! Does this mean I'm a woman? I've been waiting for that day, and
nope.
It just hasn't happened.
You're wearing a purple tiara. What do you think?
Yep. Welcome to middle age, Mitch.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So glad to join the club.
Thanks for the call.
What does that mean? I mean, it's been a year since I've been able to rent a car.
Uh-huh.
Haven't done that yet. In fact, I will rent my first car next week.
Boom.
What now?
Living the dream.
Living that
Because we'll never be royals.
Wow. Okay. Well, happy birthday. Really just wanted to come in here and say happy birthday to you and have a nice conversation with you. But unfortunately, Flappy Bird crackhead.
Yeah, well, I've gotten 6. What have you gotten? What's your high score?
Oh, no.
5.
6.
He's on the radio. Doesn't have a chance.
I just started playing this game.
Well,
I'm on the radio right
meanwhile,
now.
Meanwhile, Mateo looks on, wondering if he should get involved in Flappy Bird, but at the same time answering his own question.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
What?
Mitch, you got to put the game down.
What? Why?
Stefan from Archibald just sent me an urgent text that said, you know when Jesus sent those demons into the pigs?
Yeah.
After the pigs ran off the cliff and died, the demons wandered the earth until they found a home in the game called Flappy Bird.
Oh, no. Let me see.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to find out for you right now.
If you have a smartphone, don't get this game.
Don't do it. I just got three.
It's going to ruin you.
I want to read a review later.
All right. We'll do it coming up. I'll tell you.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
It's happening. It's happening. It's all happening.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
For today's issue, edition of Flashback Friday.
That's right.
Which has probably become Flappy Bird Friday.
It really has.
We've been hearing from a band called Wham. From the 80s. They have just a plethora of hits. Such as this one.
Oh.
Which is a Christmas song. Because they have so many hits, we're playing a Christmas song.
Mitch! Woo! From Middays with Mitch.
Hi.
In studio.
I just got 7.
She is stuck on Flappy Birds. For her birthday, I bought her an app.
You did not buy this.
I did. I downloaded it for you and everything on your own
phone.
He did.
He did all the work.
You're welcome.
It was free.
Hope it's the best birthday present you've got. Unfortunately, that's all I got you.
It's fine.
It feels special.
Also, the entire Cowboy Bebop collection and the Cowboy Bebop movie. Hope you loved it.
That was last week.
Oh, it was last week.
Dang.
Doesn't count.
Wait, do presents, do they not pay?
They don't
it
carry
forward?
Over?
Nope.
I guess not. I don't know. So, unfortunately, she's stuck because I got 9, and she is nowhere near getting 9.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Static!
Good morning.
Good
Potato.
Good morning.
Hey.
Can you tell me what a plethora is?
A plethora?
A plethora.
Yeah.
A whole buttload.
Boatload. Sorry about him.
Boatload.
So how can you say that I have a plethora if you do not know what a plethora is?
Three amigos.
Simple, man. I'm American.
Please tell me you get the reference.
Thank you, El Guapo.
Oh, I love this guy so much.
Yeah,
okay, bye.
All right, later.
Hey, what's he talking about?
Three Amigos.
The movie?
Yes.
I didn't know if he meant the radio show or what.
Ah.
Yeah.
Static. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Mello.
Hey, dude. Flappy Birds, bro.
Flappy Birds.
Don't get it.
It's happening.
My son got 36 and I got 5.
How are the kids getting so just
yeah,
crazy?
Yeah, my nephew
scores.
Got 36 as well.
And
you know what the secret is?
What?
Is you get the most when you're in the bathroom.
What?
Gross. No, dude, I'm telling you, look at dude, Monday, you better be like, Pool Boy was right. Because you better be on the toilet a whole lot this weekend if you want to get anything past 20.
It sounds like a good birthday weekend.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Oh, hey, happy birthday, Mitch.
Thanks.
Have fun.
Thank you. I will.
Okay, but yeah, Flappy Bird's in the bathroom, guys.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just being honest. That's when my son got his 36, and that's where I got my 5, because I was on 2 for like an hour.
Boom. I just got 9.
No, that's pretty darn good.
Thanks, man. I'm pretty
proud.
Hey,
and then there's another game my son had bought on the PSN network. It's called the Impossible Game. Have you played that?
I haven't because I bought a PS4 this last week, and it bricked.
Oh, yeah. I'm not laughing at you, but...
I had to send it back to Sony.
He did.
And
are
they are doing
you up
nothing.
With something?
No! I was on the phone. They're like, you know, that sounds reasonable. Let me talk to my supervisor. I'm not kidding. She even said that. And then came back and said, I'm sorry. They said no. And I'm like,
have you sent it back yet?
Nope.
Well, you need to send a letter in it because you didn't do it to that airline back in the day. You need to do it now.
I know.
Who's got
such
a pushover?
Thank you, Pool Boy.
Such a pushover.
They'll hook you up, man. I'm telling you, they will.
You haven't sent your PS4 back?
No, because I'm waiting for them to send the box to me.
Oh, okay, got it.
Long process. Thanks, Pool Boy.
Thanks,
all right,
buddy.
I love you guys later.
Love you too, bro.
All right, what I want to do.
Dang it.
Now, I want to know this. Should we kind of set this up like a game? So we can give away a few more Lady Lobos tickets.
Ooh.
That sounds
okay.
Fun.
It's a true and false game because I've got a list of facts here. And they're pretty strange. And I need to know if they're true or if they're false. So I'm wondering if anybody wants to play, maybe call in. Or we can play where Steve-O says one is true or false and Mitch says if it's true or false. And the listener has to pick which answer they want to go with.
I like that.
What do you think?
505-338-3700 is the phone number up for grabs. We got tickets to see the Lady Lobos take on Boise State. Will you stop playing that game?
I'm so angry right now.
This Wednesday, February 12th at the Pit, Lady Lobos taking on Boise State. We've got your tickets. But you got to give us a call. 505-338-3700. 3700. It's Mitch's birthday tomorrow, but we're hooking you up.
Yeah, I just want to be giving.
She's paying it forward.
Dang it.
How many do you have, Flappy Bird?
7. How do you get a medal? That's my question.
I'm assuming at 10.
Okay.
Of course, I got 9.
I'll get there.
I don't know. I don't know, though.
Both of you guys are going to do this. You're going to get it.
505.
Just got 0. That's good.
338-3700 is the phone number.
Lady Lobo tickets.
Wonder if it has anything to do with the fact that Mitch is on Flappy Bird and not paying attention.
We don't know. We might never know unless you call in right now and help us find out.
Do it. Yeah.
It is science.
Stop playing this game.
It's a scientific quiz. We want to know what you
is
guys.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's pretty. Some of these are great.
I'm terrible with science.
I have a surface area question. This is pretty great. But so many people are trying to get through right now, I can't even believe it. Because my mind is blown.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give us a call.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm done. I'm done.
Bless
I'm done.
You, Mitch.
I'm done.
How many did you get? 7?
Yes.
Flappy Bird.
God. Flappy Bird.
It affects work. It affects... No!
I'm sorry. This is it. This is it. I promise I will stop playing right after this.
Wow.
All right. We got a lucky caller.
Static. Oh.
No,
okay,
don't.
Look. I got 3. 3. Because I thought...
I quit.
Okay.
505-338-3700. Call in to play this game to win Lady Lobo tickets.
There you go. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
And here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Flashback Friday,
1987.
All possibly of the earlier. Hits. I think it's earlier. That's fine. Dramatic narration.
Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome.
Welcome, everyone.
Hey!
Whoa!
Sorry.
Thanks, Mitch, for joining in with the dramatics.
What is this? Time can never. Is it like the remix?
I don't know. It said it was...
Oh.
What happened?
I'm not in airplane mode.
You got a phone call?
No, I had a text. Speaking in airplane mode.
Yeah.
We learned earlier, if you're going to play games, guys, you need to put it in the airplane mode.
Yeah, we learned that. We also learned that if Mitch gets a new app that she is stoked on.
Consumed.
She will be consumed and...
No.
Nothing that you can do or say or... attempt to conversate about will change your mind because she is one track minded.
Teo, what's your high score for Flappy Birds?
I'm not playing Flappy
Birds. He's never
Bird.
Even
oh, that's weird.
Tried
so
it.
Right Steve, now, what's your high score?
9.
Oh, that's crazy.
What's your high score?
10. My high score is 10. I got a medal.
I like that setup.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
That was good.
Right now, I've got a perfect score. So I'm never going to play. I want to tell you guys.
Yeah, right now you win. In the friendship war, you've won.
Hashtag so, winning.
Yeah.
It's no job, careless man. Whisper. Mitch,
that one is...
happy birthday.
Wham!
Whammy!
Static!
37.
You have 37?
37?
37.
Gosh, you're a crackhead.
You hear this guy right here?
I cannot have this game on my phone.
Call in with your Flappy Bird high score now. 338-3700.
No. Respect,
TJ,
buddy. Respect, yo.
You got 37?
I don't even play that much. I just play every once in a while when I have a break to like kill
you
some
hear
time.
This? You hear
NBD,
this?
NBD.
He doesn't
37.
Care.
37.
Hey, Michelle, try playing it sideways.
Okay, sounds good.
Gosh.
That makes it harder.
Oh, gosh. Hey, TJ, this is what I want to do. Well, number one, you probably can't go to the game on Wednesday, right? Because I know you have responsibilities.
Yes.
But do you know anybody that maybe you could give like a family four-pack of tickets to?
I already gave a family four-pack away.
What if you gave another one away?
I could try.
You could try.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play some true or false, and you have to side with either Michelle or myself. Teo's going to ask
always,
the questions.
Always Steve's side, right?
Well, that's how I
know. I don't know the answers yet, so we'll see.
You're so right. This is harder to play.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to read the question, and you have to pick whose side you're on.
All right.
It's up to one of these fellas right here to win the game for you.
Somebody's calling with their Flappy Bird high score.
True or false, sir? The United States in World War II created a bomb that used bats The bats would be carrying small incendiary charges and would be released from the bomb in midair, causing them to fly and scatter to different buildings in the area.
True!
The charges would then detonate and set all the buildings on fire. You it was tested and proven to be very effective.
I say true.
I say false.
False.
It was true.
What?
Bat bomb! Did not win. So what you're telling me is that there was a bat bomb before Batman Forever. Hey, yo! Look out! Thank you. Thank you.
Sorry, TJ.
Sorry you didn't win.
Thanks, TJ.
It's okay.
That's all right. All
have right. a good one.
You
Thanks,
too.
37. All right. 505-338-3700.
Call in with your Flappy Bird high score and
no!
to win Lady Lobo tickets.
No! I don't want to hear any more high scores.
High score, 338-3700. Mine's 10.
Mine's 10.
We just started this morning. I think I'm going to delete it. Watch this. I'm
no, no,
it.
No, sir.
Okay, I got another question for you guys. Nobody's calling right now, but we'll just
yeah, yeah,
this.
Yeah.
If you melted down the Eiffel Tower, the pool of iron would be less than 5 inches deep. And this Ooh. Is in a square area the same dimensions as the tower base.
False.
Phone lines are jammed, so
okay,
hold on.
Okay, go for it.
Static.
What's your Flappy Bird's high score?
4.
Okay, cool, thanks.
Bless you. All right, I'm going to read this. You're going to decide if you want to partner up with Steve-O or Mitch.
Okay.
Ready? If you melted down the Eiffel Tower, the pool of iron would be less than 5 inches deep in a square area the same dimensions as the tower base. Is that true or false?
I say false.
All right, I'm going to go true.
I'm going with Mitch because she was right on the last one.
All right. Well, sir, you are wrong because that is true.
Dang it.
In fact, it's less
than
3 inches deep.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's it?
Wow.
Yeah. What else do they make it out of?
That's like nothing. Wow.
And that, if you, I don't know if you've ever seen it. Luckily, I've been very blessed to get to see the Eiffel Tower in person. That thing is freaking huge.
It's I saw crazy. The one in Vegas.
Well, yeah, the one in Vegas.
Man, that's an American ripoff.
True. Normal.
All right, later.
All right, thanks, man.
Thanks, dude. These are not easy.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. We have Lady Lobo tickets up for grabs. They're taking on Boise State this Wednesday. If you'd like to go, all you got to do is give us a call. Pick a side.
And
pick a side.
We need to know your Flappy Bird.
Choose wisely.
Score.
You love that Flappy Bird.
Well, people are telling me their scores. Look.
Well, static.
Yo.
Yo.
What's your Good Flappy morning. Bird's high score?
Flappy Bird's high score?
0.
Yes,
okay, cool.
Good job. Good job, you.
Okay, you ready for the question? You two and caller?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
When you get a kidney transplant, they usually leave your original kidneys in your body.
True.
And they put a third kidney in your pelvis.
True.
False.
This I true caller, I'm telling you. I know this.
Oh,
I've
I
had,
thought
Yes.
I thought that you woke up in a seedy motel bathtub full of ice.
No, man. That's something different.
All right, so who are you siding with, me or Mitch? I said
I got to go with Steve-O.
You win, sir, because that is true.
Oh.
I had no idea that that's what
ridiculous.
Happened.
So, you know who wins?
Who wins? The Lord.
You know who wins?
Wait,
who?
Mateo wins for not having to do his wife's laundry.
Yeah,
for making that pact in the very beginning. That is awesome.
Smart man.
You gotta make those packs early.
All right.
But what do you guys do whenever you get kids?
Nope.
Well, our kids do our own laundry, so I'm sure he's going to model his life after ours because we're pretty good role models.
Maybe so. I'm going to teach like that baby that. How to do its laundry. I can't wait. That little bitty go. Baby is going to be, it's not even going to be talking yet, but it's going to be operating the washer dryer.
That is awesome.
Yes, it is.
All right, hang out on the line.
Right on, thank you.
All right.
We have another phone call. Should we give him a...
Static.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
Do you have a Flappy Bird high score?
Oh, yes, sir.
What is it?
103.
You're lying!
Are you
kidding
me?
You are lying! Send a screenshot to studio@mystaticradio.com.
Can I just post it to the Facebook?
Yeah,
yes.
You can.
Oh, I'll do it.
How Sir, many medals do you get
You
for
are
that?
A hero.
The hey, medal can... turns like white at that point.
Are you interested in what? These tickets?
What are they for?
We got tickets to see the Lady Lobos this Wednesday night. They're taking on Boise State. And we've got 4 to give away to you. If you'd like to play the game.
Yeah, I guess. I'll take them.
All right.
Okay,
here
cool.
we go.
What we're going to do, I'm going to read a true or false question, And right. Steve-O and Mitch are going to pick either true or false, and you have to pick which one you're going to support. Whose side are you going to be on?
Mm.
Okay.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
Mammoths were alive when the Great Pyramid was being built.
Obviously.
True or false?
True.
Oh, man.
True.
Because I was going to say true because the elephants, wait, the mammoths pushed the weight to help, you know, make it.
Yeah.
So Mitch and I actually agree on this one. I think it's true. So are you going to side with Mitch and I, or are you going to go on your own and say false?
Ooh.
I'm going to say false, actually.
Sir, you shouldn't have gone out on your own because that is true.
Dang it.
That's right. But hey, you
know
what?
Think they built them.
Here's the thing with me. He's got a Flappy Bird score of 103.
I think you should get the tickets anyway. All
How do you feel?
It's pretty incredible. Hang on the line, all right?
All right.
All right. Gosh.
That's pretty cool.
This game is ruining everything. It's already ruined one friendship this morning.
Wow, I know. So, it happened so fast.
I know. I really liked you guys.
Yeah, sorry. Well, it's Friday. That is it for us. You can catch our podcast at mystaticradio.com.
Yeah.
Mitch, happy birthday early.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
26.
Hope you enjoy your day.
Year of the Dragon.
Woo! Why is that the Year of the Dragon?
Why not? Thanks for listening, everybody. We learned a lot today. I'll tell you another fact I just learned that we didn't get to. Humans share 50% of their DNA with bananas.
What?
Pretty cool. And with that, ladies and gentlemen,
I have a really, really, man. All right. We'll see you guys.
Because you know we put in the po in potassium. Because we're poor.
P-po.
Do you guys get it? The poor?
Poor.
It was a poor joke.
No, I didn't get
it. I'm sorry. It's a poor joke. It was another one.
Gosh.
Thanks for listening. We're going to head out now.
We'll see you
I'm
guys
staying
again.
Here.
Yeah, Mitch is up next. I'm sure she has more Lady Lobo tickets to give away.
I do.
Thanks to UNM for hooking us up with all these tickets to
for
give
real.
Away.
For real.
Most
Lady Lobo's taking on Boise State this Wednesday, February 12th, 7 p.m. at the Pit. That's it for us. We will see you guys again Monday for Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static Radio.